Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast, brought to you by my friends over at Midas Gold Group. And it's so great to be along with you today. I will tell you what, the worst thing about Joe Biden's speech last night was not necessarily Joe Biden screaming and yelling. He was pretty bad. And I think if you go through his speech, just about everything was all lies. My takeaway from last night, though, was the sign of what the Biden administration means to America. And that was the arrest of Steve Nicoy. Steve Nicoy is a Gold Star father. He lost his son, Kareem, August 26, 2021, in that debacle, botched withdrawal of Afghanistan. Steve Nicoy screamed out, Abbeygate, 13 Marines, Abbeygate. They brought him outside and they arrested him. Did they really need to do that? I don't think so. We're going to go through the worst part of the State of the Union, being Joe Biden and his Capitol Police goons arresting this man for clearly expressing his pain about losing a son because of Joe Biden's incompetence. I want to thank Midas Gold Group for sponsoring this podcast. MidasGoldGroup.com is the website, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. I trust the guys there. If you're considering investing in precious metals, these are the guys you want to be with. Give them a call and do it today. All right, let's get the party started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so much. The website is grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Please sign up for the email list there. It is so important. That's how I keep in touch with you in case we get canceled. And, of course, Stinchfield 1776 on just about every outlet. Now a new TikTok account, by the way, not Grant Stinchfield, after the first one was canceled. And now, apparently, we're reinstated after a lot of me pushing how angry I was about being canceled. TikTok relented, we're reinstated the old account, Stinchfield 1776, but not Grant Stinchfield is the one I'd like you to follow because that's my backup account now there. All right, so you probably heard the disruption during Joe Biden's State of the Union address last night. I'm going to play it for you. And is it perfect? Should you disrupt the State of the Union? No, probably not. But the reality is this is a father who has great pain for losing his son for no reason, thanks to the botched withdrawal carried out by Joe Biden's Defense Department and his administration under his watch. This is how it went down.
Freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then, through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add, we made the largest investment in public safety ever. All last right. Year, the murder rates are the top.
So there, you hear him, 13 Marines, Abbeygate, father, who lost his son that day. Kareem was one of the 13 Marines who died. One, Joe Biden didn't acknowledge it. Even if I give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't understand what he was saying, it is still very, very sad that to this day, Joe Biden has not acknowledged the debacle that he created that cost 13 American lives. 13 lives. This is, of course, Steve Nicoy talking or screaming at Joe Biden. Now, again, he's been arrested for disrupting Congress, crowding and obstructing. He was the guest of Brian Mast. Brian Mast is the congressman who lost both his legs in Afghanistan, a bomb technician. Explosion goes off, and Brian Mast lost both his legs. The sad part is now Steve Nicoy has to deal with criminal charges, misdemeanors, but still criminal charges. I was glad to see that Brian Mast, you'll see him walking out here with Steve Nicoy. Brian Mast has no legs. He has artificial legs. You'll see him walking towards the camera as Steve Nicoy comes out, and they're happy to have, I guess, bailed him out of the Capitol Police jail.
Steve! Hey, Congressman, thank you so much for it.
So there, he's finally free long after the speech is over. Here's what Joe Biden should have done. Here's what the Capitol Police should have done. Certainly, you have to remove him from the chambers. I understand you can't be disrupting Congress. Once you're removed, sir, what are you screaming about? I lost my son in Afghanistan. 13 Marines died. I wanted him to say my son's name. I wanted him to remember my son. Okay, here's a bottle of water. You need to calm down. We could arrest you right now. We're not going to. Get on the phone with one of Joe Biden's senior advisors. Get him a meeting with Joe Biden after the State of the Union. Hey, we're going to be back in a green room. I want you to come back and I want you to meet the president. That's the way you handle that. Or how about you come to the White House tomorrow? We're going to make some time for you to meet with the president. You know, Joe Biden still has not apologized. I believe to this day he's not met with these families. And instead, what is Joe Biden known for through all of this? What Joe Biden's known for is when those bodies came back, Joe Biden was looking at his watch over those flag-draped coffins coming back from Afghanistan. Joe Biden wanted to get out of there. That's the kind of commander-in-chief he is. This is what we're up against when something like this happens. So you want to know how pervasive this is in the administration? It reminds me of when my buddy Pat Fallon was questioning Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin about the Afghanistan withdrawal. And it went down like this.
In the 18 months prior to this administration coming to office in January of 2021, how many American lives did we lose in Afghanistan?
I'm sorry?
Prior to Joe Biden becoming president in the prior 18 months, how many Americans did we lose in Afghanistan? How many military service members?
Very few. I'd have to go back and check the record.
I think it's exactly zero.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't even understand that it's exactly zero lives lost. I don't know. You're the Secretary of Defense. You ought to know. Well, we lost 13 lives following that debacle led by Lloyd Austin and, of course, Joe Biden as Commander-in-Chief.
We lost 13 lives under this administration's watch. 5,000 prisoners broke out of Bagram. We left billions of dollars worth of equipment. The Afghan army disintegrated within 2 weeks. And General McKenzie, General Milley, and I believe yourself as well, when we had a discussion in 2021, could not guarantee me or the American people that any of those 5,000 scumbags that did escape from Bagram weren't involved in the murder of the 13 service members that occurred under your watch.
And that's exactly what it was. It was murder. And what do we get? We get Joe Biden looking at his watch. We get Steve Nicoy. What is it? 3 years later? Having to go in front of Congress and raise awareness this way?
Freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then, through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against.
And then he gets arrested. 13 Marines at Abbey Gate. Look at these faces. I want you to remember them. They didn't need to die. And then, of course, there is Steve Nicoy's son, Kareem. That's him there. Another one who didn't need to die. Let's remember that. And now, to arrest Steve Nicoy, arrest him. That's Joe Biden's America. Welcome, folks, to this country. Very, very sad. Now, speaking of ineptitude, what else happened? Joe Biden had this situation where he couldn't say Laken Riley's name. Laken Riley, we all know now, the Georgia nursing student murdered by an illegal alien who had been captured too many times to count. He should have been in custody. He should have been deported. And truthfully, never should have been in this country if the border was secure. And so when he's asked to say her name, he botches it and says Lincoln Riley, the worst thing possible. Again, welcome to Joe Biden's America, where he can't get anything straight And he doesn't acknowledge the people that are victims of his ineptitude.
Not really.
So, folks, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene right there.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Lincoln Riley, he says, just look at Speaker Johnson's face. Take a close look. He speaks for all of us without saying a word. Thank you, Speaker Johnson. He's disgusted by this grumpy old man who spent the entire night yelling and screaming at America just to prove he was fit to run against Donald Trump. There was no hope. There was no calmness. There was no sense of a bright future. There was no sense of a steady hand. It was like an old man at the nursing home, mad he got chocolate pudding instead of vanilla pudding. Or in his case, getting vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate chip ice cream. Total disgrace. And getting Lincoln Riley's name wrong and then trying somehow to claim that there are others that have been killed by legal Americans. I believe that is what he said. Listen.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself.
First off, the having lost children myself. All right. I'm not sure you're relating to the same thing. Their kid was murdered. Okay. Two, he's comparing saying, well, killed by an illegal alien. But how many American citizens were killed by legals, he says. Legals. What does one have to do with the other? Nothing. Legals couldn't have been as easily as prevented as stopping the illegals because they shouldn't have been here. But this is Joe Biden. This is his compassion. It's not compassionate at all.
I understand.
No, you don't. Not at all. You don't understand. You got the name wrong. So this ineptitude continues. It continues all the way into alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I don't know if you saw this interview that CBS's Margaret Brennan did with the leaders of the ATF. It was a total fail. I'm going to show you the video here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com is the website. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. Here's why I want you to go visit my friends at Midas Gold Group. Just watching the speech last night, there is no sense of certainty. There is no steady hand at the helm. When you have times like that and you want to hedge against uncertainty, gold is a place for that. Gold will never lose its value. It is a physical commodity. Gold you can hold. Guess what does lose its value? Currency. The dollar is failing right now. There is a war on the dollar. They want it to be worth about what the Venezuelan Bolivar is worth right now. Zero. That could happen. That'll never happen with gold. So there's one reason why you need to put your money into gold. The other is it's an inflation hedge. We still see inflation and it's not good. And with the uncertainty of the economy, the inflation, tyrannical government, the ability for them to press buttons and take your money, gold is a safe haven for you. Again, put some money into gold. How much is right for you? Well, you got to talk to Midas Gold Group about that. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, this video of Joe Biden's ATF director is literally an epic fail. All right, this is them trying to show how easy it is to put a ghost gun together, meaning you can take parts from one gun, you manufacture yourself a lower portion of the gun, and then you take other parts and you put them together. Now, it doesn't work out well for them. First off, the director can't even get the slide off a Glock. Watch this.
So that's the frame.
See, he can't get the slide off, folks. It really is quite hilarious when you think about it. So he puts it down. He goes to another one. You can hear the clicking and all of that going on.
So basically what they do is they make this part here.
This is like plastic.
This is the plastic piece. With about 20 minutes of work, they could make it into a working firearm, and then they could buy the aftermarket parts and attach that.
Now watch this.
Attach that on.
And to buy those parts, is there any serial number and tracing of
No, you don't have to. You don't. If you're selling firearms parts alone, mm-hmm. right, then it's not a frame or receiver.
Parts are not regulated.
And they're not regulated. Under the law, we're not allowed to do that.
You right? would like to do that?
That's up to Congress to determine. But, I mean, what we did is we tried to work with the law that Congress gave us and take the receiver, the mm-hmm. frame. This is a frame. A frame is on a pistol. Receiver is on a right. long gun. We take the frame and say, hey, you know, Congress said we can regulate the frame, mm-hmm. right?
Folks, do you see what happened here? He could not get together the firearm. He couldn't do it. He couldn't put the slide on. And my buddy AWR summed it up best here as to what happened on my program last night.
I'm still laughing just from watching that clip. And, you know, I looked at it earlier to write a piece on this, and it's still funny to me. You're right. CBS didn't catch it. That slide probably, what do you figure, Grant? That slide stopped a half inch to a three quarter of an inch before the frame was done. Not only did you couldn't fire it, you couldn't chamber around, you couldn't put the gun in battery. I mean, we could keep going. These folks don't know anything, Grant.
Market parts.
They don't know anything. Now watch.
Simply attach.
He talked about it. Watch. It is at least half an inch.
Is there any
getting onto the
serial number and
to the slide?
No, you don't have to. You don't.
This is, folks, an epic, epic
alone
fail.
Right? Then it's not a frame or receiver.
And again,
not regulated.
Not being able to get a slide off of
the
barrel off of
the
slide
to determine.
Is pretty darn bad on behalf of him. Now watch what he does here. He can't hands it off.
The frame.
Hands it
this
off.
Is a frame. A frame is on a pistol.
What does AWR say about that?
No, they absolutely don't. And I will tell you, even trying to get the slide off a Glock, if there's one gun that I was going to try to teach someone to take a slide off of, a Glock may be the easiest, AWR.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what happens, too. After he puts the slide on and it doesn't fit, Dettelbach starts talking, and Chris Bort, who's the one failing over and over again, he picks that same Glock up and tries to get the slide off and can't, and eventually hands it to someone off camera. Kind of the way you would have handed a Rubik's Cube to mommy or daddy when you were little because you couldn't get that first move down. I mean, it's embarrassing. But
so
we tried to work with the law that
this
Congress
is it.
Gave us and take the receiver... The mm-hmm. frame, this is a frame. A frame is on a pistol, receiver's on a
They're just incompetent.
You take the frame
is what they
and
are.
And say, hey,
folks,
you know, Congress
they,
said
they,
we
They
can,
really,
we can.
Really are incompetent. And so it gets worse during this interview, by the way. So what do they do next? They go to show a high capacity drum that can attach to the firearm they were showing. Now, it's a drum. You call it drums. Now you can have a magazine, but what you don't have on a Glock is a clip. Anyone who knows anything about firearms knows you don't interchange magazines and drums with the term clip. But that's exactly what Steve Dettelbeck, the director of the head of the ATF, does in this video right here. Watch this. And the NRA put this out, which is pretty funny.
Both of them can shoot right through this 75-round clip. 75-round clip. 75-round clip. 75-round clip.
So, it's not a clip. It's a drum, as AWR Hawkins so elegantly points out.
You and I both know, when people do that, it's a giveaway. It's a clip. I know you don't know anything about firearms. It's a magazine. In that case, it's a drum. But magazine or drum, that's acceptable language. Clip, no, we can't do it.
All right, so folks, do you understand that This is what we've been laying out here tonight, is the ineptitude of the Biden administration. So think about what happens. We have Joe Biden who gets Lake and Riley's name wrong, says Lincoln Riley. We've got Lloyd Austin, who doesn't remember how many people died in Afghanistan under his watch. Then we get the Capitol Police that arrest this Gold Star father for his anger towards Joe Biden. When you could show some compassion, you don't need to arrest the man. They arrest him. That's a sign of Joe Biden's ineptitude and his America. Then we get his ATF that cannot take the slide off a Glock and totally epically fails on how easy it is to put together a ghost gun, and they can't actually put one together. And then they don't know the difference between a magazine and a clip. All of it is ineptitude, one step after the other. And so they ought to be ashamed of themselves. This should really be a sign to all of you of just how feeble this administration is. They have one goal and one goal in mind. These open borders are destroying America. They don't care what it does. The war on guns is very, very real. They put people that have a motive to take away your firearms much more than their motive is to protect the Second Amendment in charge of the ATF. That's backwards. And in that interview with CBS, A.W.R. Hawkins of Breitbart pointed out a very important portion of it.
In another part of that interview, Grant, though, he also complained that gun stores accept cash because he said by accepting cash, they take away any way to trace the sale of those firearms. I think it is dangerous that he says that because I think that tells you where his heart really is.
Well, it absolutely does. They don't want you using cash to buy a firearm. They want to keep a database, even though it's illegal. I believe they are. I believe the credit card companies are helping them do it. We've already seen that in California now with the law that's passed. The credit cards have to track your firearm purchases. This, again, is about an overreaching government at every level. We need President Trump back, and we need him back fast. Folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. Please don't forget, the website is grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com, at Stinchfield1776 on just about every social media platform out there. Not Grant Stinchfield. Follow that TikTok account. I got it on a burner phone. It's just a fun one. We'll see how far we can push the limits before they cancel that. But I appreciate all of you. We will see you tonight on The Real America's Voice. So special episode tonight. We got our body language guy, Greg Hartley, from the behavior panel, the behavior experts on YouTube. He will be going through Joe Biden's body language. He was texting me last night saying, this is some bizarre body language. We'll go through that on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Real America's Voice. Thanks so much for watching.